This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today flag off 5 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from West Bengal and Assam. He will flag off 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains from Hooghly, West Bengal. These trains are Howrah Anand Vihar Terminal Amrit Bharat Express, Sialdah Benares Express and Sant Ragachhi Tambaram Amrit Bharat Express. The Prime Minister will also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor Nagaon District, Assam. These trains are Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi had inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 3,250 crore at Malda in West Bengal. The Prime Minister also flagged off 4 new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, "The train reflects the vision of a Viksit Bharat and showcases India's growing technological capabilities under the Made in India initiative."
Aaj Bharatiya Rail aadhunik hone ke saath saath आत्मनिर्भर भी हो रही है. भारत के रेल इंजन, भारत के रेल के डिब्बे, भारत के मेट्रो कोच, ये सब भारत की टेक्नोलॉजी की पहचान बन रहे हैं. आज हम अमेरिका और यूरोप से ज्यादा लोकोमोटिव बना रहे हैं. दुनिया के कई देशों को पैसेंजर ट्रेन्स और मेट्रो ट्रेन्स के कोच का एक्सपोर्ट करते हैं और इन सब के कारण हमारी इकोनॉमी को बहुत लाभ मिलता है.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has imposed a fine of 22.20 crore rupees on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. The fine was imposed following a detailed inquiry conducted by a 4-member committee constituted by the DGCA to undertake a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances leading to the operational disruptions of IndiGo. The Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi NCR and adjoining areas has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan across the entire NCR with immediate effect. The decision comes after Delhi's air quality index touched 400 today, placing it in the very poor category. Under the restrictions, the entry of BS4 trucks into Delhi has been banned except for vehicles carrying essential commodities or providing essential services. National Testing Agency NTA has released the admit cards for the JEE Main 2026 Session 1 examination. Candidates appearing for Paper 1 of BE or BTech between the 21st and 24th of this month can download their admit cards by visiting NTA's official website jeemain.nta.nic.in. NTA has instructed candidates to ensure that the QR code and barcode on the admit card are clearly visible. Candidates must also carry a valid photo ID, the same one uploaded in the application form for identity verification. The government will organize the PM Vishwakarma Hat 2026 exhibition at the National Capital beginning today. The exhibition is dedicated exclusively to artisans and craftspeople under the PM Vishwakarma scheme and aims to celebrate and showcase the country's rich heritage of traditional craftsmanship. Indian Coast Guard ship Sankalp arrived at Port Louis in Mauritius. The Ministry of Defence said the offshore patrol vessel is on an overseas deployment to friendly foreign countries in the Indian Ocean region. The visit reflects India's continued commitment to strengthening maritime cooperation, enhancing interoperability and deepening bilateral ties with Mauritius. The 17th Dosti trilateral exercise by Indian Coast Guard, Sri Lanka Coast Guard and Maldives National Defence Forces began at Male in Maldives. The harbour phase of the Dosti exercise is currently underway, featuring collaborative MARPOL exercises and joint VPSS drills. And in the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 18 runs under the DLS method in a rain-hit Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe last night. In men's cricket, host India take on New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI of the series in Indore today. The match is set to begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.